Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Wow. You know, I do podcasts and I do music, and perhaps I have some publicity that in the industry, you know, I really do not feel like I'm famous. I consider fame for me to be somebody who's on a Billboard chart. Or I had a big filing, I was signed to Spotify, you know, with a big contract, you know, somebody in a public eye, really public eye, you know, like with a major network or major record label or major something like that. But I'm just famous for being famous in some ways because I'm on the internet, but I am an artist. This is a part of my artistry, it's not just music. I want to let you know, I don't know if I'm going to release any more music, but I released enough, at least in this lifetime, the last 10 years. But the other part of my artistry is to be a podcaster. A lot of people, you know, millions of people are doing podcasts now, so it's great. Because like 10 years ago when I started doing podcasts, I approached it in a unique way by acting silly. Then I finally got my act together. You know, like, yeah, this is a good platform. Because people can hear me all everywhere on this podcast. I did not realize, the impact of podcasting until 10 years later. Because when I started, hardly anybody was doing podcasting. There are a lot of people doing it, but now it's like tons of people are doing it. So it's a good thing. So millions of people are doing podcasts. They have a lot of shows online. If you're interested in podcasting, you should consider it as a way to express thyself. For me, it's music and express what's going on in my life. I talk about the light and the dark. But unfortunately, in some aspects, because of my music being released and my podcast, I attract people on the dark side in my nearby area or people I had no idea was interested. As I said before, if they don't contact me at all, why are they coming around? They should not come around. They should contact me online, you know, Dr. Dove, my professional. Well, anyway, unfortunately, I attracted people who were putting me down. Like this, I walked outside this afternoon. The sun was bothering me. I didn't know. I didn't think it would bother me at this time, at this stage, and you know, but it did. I was out in the sun. Being out in the sun is good, but I guess for me, you know, I could almost, you know, affected me, but I was okay. But I saw the hoodlums saying things like, I ain't going to make it in music. I ain't going to do this in education. I'm not a doctor. Or first of all, that was our haters. I don't want to attract no haters to me. Okay? I said that before, no haters, the negativity. I don't want to attract somebody who I don't know or have known in the past or whether I know them or don't know them, who's up to no good. I don't hang out with hoodlums. I have said stay away. But these don't. Maybe because I stick out because of this podcast, I attract incident where I attract people who I have no interest in. But being in the public and on these podcasts, I have to say that my stance is if I don't know them directly involved, like I got to know them in person directly or online or something, then it's really hard to know. But I don't want to attract somebody who's up to no good or say bad things at me, and that's what has happened. Again, I don't want no hoodlums around me. I heard these guys say they were in porn and stuff. I'm not interested in no porn. I know porn is out here. In the Los Angeles, you know, certain part of the LA, you know, porn is, I'm not interested in porn. No way. I have no interest, you know, I'm not that type of person. I may be an entertainer, I mean, being in the spotlight is what I aspire to for my music. You know, being online or being in front of a camera can be enjoyable, but I'm not about to have sex in front of it. I can't do that. Again, being in the spotlight and being in front of a camera is what I aspire to in terms of being on stage performing or stuff like that. But I am not going to take my clothes off, and I can't, you know.
I'm big. Look how big I am. And
I ain't that desperate. Again, as I said before, sex can be enjoyable, but I'm not about to die for it. I can't die for it, okay? So I am never going to be interested in no porn. Or porn. Oh, you know what? I have respect for those people, you know, who doing porn. You know, I'm going to say this. They work hard for the money, but for me, that's not the type of work for me. I had to keep my clothes on always. If I was with somebody, behind closed doors, nobody can see me, one person, and that's good enough. I am not interested in no porn. Never had, never will. But I have respect for people who do that, so I leave it there. But I ain't going to never be a part of it. Well, anyway, the other thing I'm going to talk about is that they kept saying crazy stuff outside. Like, you know, some of those homeless people, I don't talk to homeless people, okay? I'm going to mention it. And they should be something they do with the homeless people who have mental health issues. Saying that my songs was used in porn. I did not get authorization to use my songs in porn, and I would never will give authorization. And that is copyright infringement, and that is a lawsuit, and that is wrong. I don't endorse that. And also, again, you know, I told you about, they said some way out stuff about some big celebrity using, like Justin Timberlake. You know what? I do not want to hear no more delusions, okay? I mean, they need to stop. Because if they recorded a song or whatever, all my songs are copyrighted. Well, I told you before, okay? My sense of people were also interested in my law school or whatever. No, you should not. If you don't talk to me. If you're interested in law school, take the LSAT and you become a lawyer. But that's all I have to say, you know. I don't want no hoodlums, you know. I told you about all that stuff. I want to be around positive people who I deal with directly. Directly. No bad people want to tear me down to try to stop me from being in the industry. No bad people want to call me names, threaten me for jealousy. No bad people want to stop me from being in academia or law, whatever. I mean, stop. I don't know if I'm going to be a lawyer. You know, because if I'm taking it one day at a time, I'll let you know what happens. But, you know, I actually, my original dream, the first dream that I really had, the dream that got me out to L.A. was to be in Hollywood. So that's the, you know, like the first dream, big dream. And that happens. Nothing else matters, but it hasn't happened. But I was harassed, and I struggled, and I paid my dues many decades over with my music as a singer-songwriter. I still hope for that recognition, to be recognized for my art. Perhaps some of my podcasts and what I say on Twitter and probably deter that. I would say no, because it's innocent. I didn't say nothing that was way out. But remember, a lot of artists like me or people express themselves, do podcasts, always say things that are way out. And a lot of artists who are crazy and who are at the indie label and made it to the next level, I ain't did nothing to destroy myself. I cannot do that. I ain't say nothing controversial, but the hoodlums that I did. I told you before, I am open-minded to all people. If I had people who I knew or friends that I, or former friends that I knew or somebody, I would not repeat it on podcast because it's confidential. I had to have privacy. I had to have my life means I can't put everything out in the open because that would be too that wouldn't be right. You know, it's like, but still, I don't want them coming over here looking to tear me down. I'm just doing it one step at a time. When I said things about, some people probably were offended by some of the things I said about black and black crime. And listen, I am open-minded to all people. I have always been liberal, black, white, and brown. I listen to and like all kinds of people, black, white, and brown. I never was singing out a group of people. I'm just bringing out something that has been a problem in the African-American community. Most African-American men and women are good people. They don't commit crimes. Unfortunately, there's a percentage who do. Percentage. But in all races, it happens. There are white and white crime, Hispanic crime, etc. Okay. So stop. But if they looking at me as, you know, they come, you know, I'm had these hoodlums coming from LA or wherever they're from. And they're looking at me as the next victim, they need to stop. I mean, if I'm black, I'm looking at me as another black man to take down. Listen, I am not going to be the next statistic for you to take my life or something. So I cannot hang around. I do not deal with hoodlums. So you need to stop, regardless of where you come from. And that includes that white guy who's saying, I don't believe in Jesus. He separate the races. Listen, I don't want no racists around me. I don't want no racists around me. You can be investigated for a hate crime. You don't like the racists hanging around. You want the racists separated. Then you should. Something wrong with you. It can never be segregation. It can never be segregation. So when that white guy said that, he must be a racist person. He's going to get investigated for a hate crime. He needs to stay away or something. I don't deal with those type of hoodlums. They're dangerous. Very dangerous. Just like I don't deal with any type of hoodlum regardless of color. I say that again. Okay. I don't want nobody targeting me to make me a statistic or a tragedy or something, whether, you know, be simply because of jealousy or so on. I've always been a member of the Democratic Party or liberal, been very liberal, but I'm very much aware of what's going on, even though I'm very liberal. I have to tell it like it is. Being black is beautiful. Sure is, but I'm not about to die for it. And I can't. You know, I like all people. Regardless, you know. Yes, I think like Obama, Clinton, Dr. King. Yes, that's me politically. But what do I think? But I'm an artist. So I'm not a politician. I never will be, you know, or intellectual, so I leave it there. But even though I do these things and do podcasts and music, don't come around me, please. Don't come around me. Don't come around me if you're a hate monger or a hater, because I can't deal with it. Again, I don't want no hoodlum, no criminal, no drug dealer, no prostitute, no nosy person, no negative person. Okay. I don't want no person coming around trying to stop me, a hater. I don't want no criminal. No, stay away. Again, there's good and bad in everybody, and I am very liberal, a very open Democratic Party. Always left, left, left. I've always been a left person. But I ain't an idiot either, so. So if you have any of these crazy people, stop coming over here. Now, if you're interested in my music and interested in me, you got to come to me directly. And I don't like when they say, oh, I'm too big. Oh, they see me with a beard. Too old. I'm too fat to be in this industry. They need to stop. This is not Milli Vanilli. Take their pretentious poser ass somewhere else. I don't want to deal with no pretentious posers, okay, or some superficial image stuck up person who don't understand basic reality and can't look on the inside and only look or who's plastic. Listen, this is not 1985, okay? Milli Vanilli and the industry showed us that we need to look at people's whether they can sing or write, not at how good they look. course, good. They look, it does attract people, but it's about your talent. So take that that backward industry type somewhere else. And if you want a model who can sing, go someplace else. Like this one guy keeps saying about, I don't mean to bring it up because he kept saying it for the last 20 years. Kazuma should have been the lead singer. He is in that Milli Vanilli, whatever. Take his pretentious poser ass somewhere else. You want, you like plastic, you like dolls or whatever, then he shouldn't be in the industry at all. Go someplace else. Make him, get him a deal. I'm tired of him saying that. First of all, that wasn't even a band to go to the next level. They didn't want to go famous. And second of all, we're jamming. I wanted to be in the industry. You look at that, the way I look and not my talent, then something is wrong with that picture. Because being a lead singer requires you to be more than just photogenic. Of course, photogenic can help, but it's about your personality. It's about whether you can lead the group. But for him to say that, he needs to stop. And I didn't, you know, he needs to stop. I want no, this is a hoodlum. I don't want no hoodlums around me. If you want to make it in the industry, do your own podcast, do your own music. You want to go to law school, you want to be a doctor, go to school and do it. They said I ain't a doctor. Well, I was told by the school that I am a doctor. Dr. Dove Knight, EJD. And they said I'm just, you know, it's not a master's degree. It's not a certificate. It said it's not a master's degree. It's not a certificate. I did not get no certificate or master's degree with the EJD. It's a doctorate. So that's what the dean said. You got back to school. I have a doctorate. Doctor of law. Again, as I repeat, now back to what I was saying. I like to be around people who knows how to keep mind their business, and I like the people who come to me directly and nice. I don't want no hoodlum. I don't want no crack addict. I don't want no drug addict. I don't want no crazy person simply because I'm on podcast. I don't want no, if you're interested in law school, take the LSAT. Don't come over here and get in our business without me knowing. Come uninvited. That's not good. That's not how you deal with people. I told you about the Peeping Toms allegations. No Peeping Toms either. Keep the Peeping Toms away. No drug addict, no drug dealer, no criminal. I don't need it. If you're looking at me as a victim, you need to stop. Stop. Look in the mirror and realize you're being evil. If I say the thing, if I hurt you, I don't even know you. You need to look in this mirror and realize that you have a mental health issue that requires you to go to a psychiatrist, get diagnosed, and take care of yourself. Life is too short to be worrying about a stranger who's doing podcasts who you don't know. If you knew me in the past and you don't like what I'm doing, fine. You have a mental problem. Go to a psychiatrist. I talk to you. Then you need to stop. Stop judging me. Stop judging me by if I'm fat, if I'm old, if I'm tall. Go out there and make your own music and all that. And by the way, if you're going to put me down and all that, stick it up your ass. You're a negative person. I am beautiful no matter what you say, because words won't bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way, because negative words won't bring me down, because you will not bring me down today. I like that song. You know, it's really positive. Who wrote that song? Because I'm, as a songwriter, I admire people write positive songs. And I think it was Christina Aguilera who sung, well, she sung very well on that song. I really like that song because it's true. And at a point, I look at it because I get put down all the time. It was released a long time ago in 2002, and she got a Grammy Award for vocal, and the vocals was good, but listen to the words. I wonder who wrote it. You know, it's really good, you know. You know, good. But anyway, I have to go soon. But Yeah, Linda Perry is a great songwriter and great singer. I remember the song she wrote with her band, Linda Perry. She's a very good songwriter. And she made it to the next level, which I admire. But that song is really good, you know. It's about, standing up to naysayers. Because I do, you know, the lyrics, you know, is very good. You know, when it goes, you are beautiful no matter what they say, that's true. I take that. I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down because I am beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't bring me down. So haters always like love to bring, you know, I've been targeted for haters all my life about my intellect, about everything. They put me down since I was 4 or 3 years old. I was harassed by people since I was 3 or 4 years old. So you see why I ended up making songs about it. I got into rock and roll, as you know, and rock and roll is, and then I branched out into pop. So I am beautiful, and to the audience, to every one of you, you are beautiful too. So don't let nobody bring you down. I get that every day, you know. Because I truly believe in it, I am beautiful, no matter what they say. And, you know, the truth is sticks and stones can break our bones, but words can really hurt. They can hurt. But the thing, no matter who ever on this planet, if you hear somebody put you down, it can, you know, sting. The best way is just to ignore it and keep going. Because the truth is they can't bring us down. They can't stop me from going for my goals and my dreams. To know that something wrong with that person who puts me down. You know, negative put down is a sign of, is a weakness. It's a weakness of the person who's saying that. Because the truth is when somebody puts somebody down or say evil things to somebody all the time, they got something wrong with them. Is they jealous or their low self-esteem. Someone with high self-esteem or who feel good about themselves, don't put people down. So you should see the twist in that. It really is the truth. So the psychology part of it, which I learned, is that who put, you know, when I hear those people putting me down, I know something wrong with them. They got something going on mentally. Because they're giving me the power. They're putting all the emphasis on me when they should be worried about themselves. I leave it there, but you know, that's how I am. Well, I am very open-minded. When it comes to sex, I'm conservative. You know, and this is to the people. I ain't gonna have sex in front of people on camera. Whoever do, good luck to you. I ain't going to put you down. I can't put you down. If you love to do that or be in the magazine having sex, fine. I am not. No, I ain't going to never be in porn. Not in this lifetime. Yes, I am very in that department. Behind closed doors. Yes, always will. But, again, I can't put them down. I can't put nobody down. You know, when you hear people put other people down, there's something wrong with them. People got very high self-esteem and feel good about themselves. They do not put people down. That is the truth. But I like Linda Perry because she's a songwriter who made it. And I like, aspiring songwriter, to hear those lyrics because it's very positive. Especially positive for someone who don't feel good about themselves, and especially positive for groups or people who've been targeted or by others. You know, bigotry or whatever. Don't let nobody put you down. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. You know, the truth is, I am beautiful in every single way. but words won't bring me down, and they won't. So I like that pop song. Well, anyway, back to what I was saying. I don't want no negativity around me. I want no hoodlums. I don't want this. I want to be around good people who I deal with directly. I am a doctor. I'm trying to aspire to be as an artist, and I'm trying to do my podcast, and I got to stop here. But I wanted to say that all the things I say are just basically being nice and just basic common sense. The truth of the matter is, I can't be around hoodlums because hoodlums always bring negative consequences. Something bad happens when you hang around with a hoodlum or someone who's negative. I don't want no uninvited people, but when somebody put me down, I realize they need help psychologically. Something wrong with them, not me. I don't have time to worry about them. I have to worry about me. You go for your dreams out there who listen, and I go for my dreams. But for me, no hoodlums around me. Good day, good night from Dev Nights.